are used for purification. They are claiming, some people are claiming, that the ashes from this sacrifice are going to be used to purify the site to rebuild the temple. I don't know if this is a fact or not, but they are saying that you have to purify the land itself ritualistically before you can build the third temple. I do not know if that's actually happening or if these assholes really did do a trial run with one of the five heifers that we have in existence. I don't know. I do think it's pretty crazy that for the first time in 2,000 years, give or take, they actually did this sacrifice in the manner in which they did.
Saying that there's actually people that are getting some of that dust, right? And they're saying they're claiming miracles from it already,
which is so crazy.
If it really was just like a practice run or something like that, how are people being like miraculously healed? I mean, there was a couple of different cases. One of them was Alzheimer's. Something else was like somebody was blind or something like that, just from the ash. And it's like, if it's a practice run, then are we talking about a sugar pill kind of thing right now or what?
Yes, in my personal opinion. And speaking to our resident Jewish correspondent on the cult of conspiracy, he even verified this. There's no record anywhere of rabbinic law or precedence to say that the ashes from this sacrifice are used for miracles. This is strictly used for purification. So if somebody is getting some of this ash on them and saying that their blindness is cured, this would be like out of the realm of acceptable behavior for the last, you know, give or take 4,000 years. That's unprecedented.
I mean, if it's a perfect cow and it was perfectly ritually sacrificed,
right,
even if it was just a practice, the cow didn't know that it was a practice. The ritual didn't know that it was a practice.
But my point is, the ashes have never been used for miracles. The ashes have never been used for healing, ever. The ashes have always been used for purification. So
that's what one of the rabbis was saying. One of the rabbis was going around. He said, yeah, I actually have a little bag of it right now.
That is also pretty hard to believe. Because
if I grifted
a little bit, because if these ashes were like
handed out.
That's my point. You got to understand, this sacrifice hasn't been done in 2,000 years. As of this moment, if these ashes are real, and if this sacrifice was correctly done, this is going to be one of the most important. Let's say hypothetically they got 100 pounds of ashes off of this thing. The bull, give or take, weighing give or take, 1,500, maybe 2,000 pounds. You cook that shit down, dude, you got maybe 100 ashes that come off of this, right? These 100 ashes are going to be so sacred to the nation of Israel, they are not going to be handing out baggies of it. This would be as religiously sacred to them at this particular moment in time than to say you have one of the original menorahs or the original Torah scrolls from when the temple was torn down. Like, there's no way they're handing this out to anyone for any purpose.
You know, when you burn a human body down to its purest form into the ashes and they like compress it, it's salt. Like, that's like the last thing that's there. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. It makes sense.
Yeah, and because I take the salts that are called like cell salts. Quick plug. Yeah, buy my cell salts. I take it, and I guess there's 12 different types of salts, and everybody's like deficient in different ones. I don't know. They taste good.
Yeah, I heard about that actually on Crow 777 show. He was talking about the different types of cell salts and everything like that. By the way, he's going to be coming on the cult here this week.
Hell yeah, dude.
Make sure to go listen to y'all on Spotify. I got to pull it up here. Cult of Conspiracy. I'm on like a bunch of episodes, so you're not going to want to miss out on those. You guys are crushing it. What? Tell me, give me some stuff that you learned. What are some like stuff you learned recently? I know you just had JJ on. Shout out to JJ.
I think that everybody is gonna pick up a little bit something different from each episode, and but us collectively, just me personally, my favorite part about talking about conspiracies in general is to just crack the illusion of reality in general, and just to show not only myself but to everybody else out there that this world and this reality, this matrix, this simulation, this creation, whatever you want to call it, it's just not what you thought it was. There are not people that are looking out for you. They're actually out there trying to manipulate you and hypnotize you and poison you and control you in every single possible way. I'm not somebody that believes in the whole Anunnaki story with Enki and Enlil as far as them creating us to mine gold or something like that. But it definitely seems a little bit reptilian, right? Like, I mean, you were bringing up Peter Thiel. It's an anagram for the reptile. I think that it's possible that the people higher up that are the actual world rulers are probably taking some orders from some kind of evil force, whether you want to call that demons. Maybe it's Satan. Maybe it's I don't know who else it could be. Maybe it's old Egyptian gods or something like that. But it seems to be very, very deceptive. And that's all we try and do on our show, is just try and shed a little bit of light on some of the things that are, you know, lurking in the dark.
And shout out to Laura for the super sticker, super. And shout out to y'all for bringing me on stage. As you can see here, we got Paranoid American on the left. We got my good looking clone, and then his good looking clone right here, which is me, Prometheus Lens. Shout out to Prometheus Lens.
Absolutely.
And y'all, so thank you for bringing me up on stage. That was a lot of fun.
No, no doubt, dude.
We were talking about them aliens.
That's right. That's right. And also, as far as things that we've learned, I think that our listener base learns a little bit no matter which episode they listen to, specifically because we have brought in so many other content creators to run and be affiliates of ours in this way, to where we pretty much have something for everybody on our channel, right? Whether you go to Deplorable Janet or Sixth Sensory or Strange Brew or Cosmic Peach, Josh Monday. We've got this lineup that we have running every week. Tim Constantine. We got 14 episodes, 15 episodes, give or take, dropping every single week. Not to mention Jonathan runs his Meta Mystery show on there. I run my Cajun Night show on there as well. So pretty much every day you're getting some sort of new content that you can pick up on, right? And we're not on YouTube. We got kicked off of YouTube in 2020 for obvious reasons. Jonathan and I have a very hard time watching our mouths, and I don't mean for foul language. So we're running on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere where you can listen to things. If you do want the exclusive video content and commercial-free listening, then we are on Patreon as well. But because Jonathan and I come from things from very different vantage points, right? Jonathan is more of the esoteric, the spiritual, the hidden messages behind what you're looking at, right? He's also a licensed hypnotherapist, right? So with a background and QHHT with past life regressions and speaking to the higher self. Meanwhile, I am a Christian veteran who has been into conspiracies since 2001, 2002. Honestly, I was a child and I was digging in on conspiracies. My background and what I look at as far as conspiracies go are more of the historical precedents of things. Jonathan's is more of the esoteric background to things. So we give a head in the clouds versus a feet on the ground approach to everything. And I think that no matter what side of the fence you're on, listening to the show will give you at least a little something that you may not have known about, or even a deeper understanding of something that you didn't know about prior to listening.
Yeah, and the thing with us is that it's never going to be an echo chamber, and I think that that's actually why people love listening to the show. Not only for all the other great podcasters that we have on there as well, but just between Jacob and I mean, we can look at any kind of conspiracy, anything that's happening in the world, any bit of history, and look at it through multiple different lenses. And a lot of times we do come to the same conclusion that, like, yeah, they're evil and they're trying to manipulate us and we got to shed a light on it. But we're coming to that same conclusion from different perspectives, which is, I believe, is very important. You know, it's very important to look at things from multiple angles, just so you can try and really be sure. You know, because if you get into, I don't know, I'm sure there are podcasts out there that are very much echo chamber centric. And that's not our flavor. We like coming at it from all angles.
Well, I do appreciate y'all letting me on, and I be saying whatever, and y'all don't even care. You don't even give me pushback and let me talk. And I really appreciate that.
Of course. Yeah, man. Really cool. Love you, bro.
I mean, even when we had you on stage with Bro Grove, right? I mean, it's speaking about aliens. You get five people in a room who believe in aliens, they'll probably believe five different things about them. Are they time travelers? Are they interdimensional beings? Are they from another planet, from another galaxy, from they're humans from 2,000 years in the future? Like, there are so many possibilities, and no one really knows anything for sure. A lot of the conspiratorial conversation is also in that same realm. Not sure. We can have a conversation about some wild shit that the CIA did in the 1960s and 70s, and there's a lot of verifiable proof, and we could do a whole episode on one of those operations, and we do from time to time. But a lot of our conversations also go into the no one really knows for sure, but this is just kind of what I believe from my vantage point. This is what Jonathan believes from his vantage point. This is what our guest believes from their vantage point. It's the bouncing back and forth of ideas. And like he said a moment ago, we're literally never going to be an echo chamber. I don't think it's possible. So,
well, yeah. I'd like that, because if somebody's freaking out, right, which we all freak out, and we're like, well, it's going to be terrible, right? We focus and hyper-focus on the worst possible outcome when there's billions of outcomes. So, like, I like the, when I'm freaking out, it's like, out of all the possibilities, I think the worst one's going to happen. And that's, like, a lot of people are like that, you know? So,
hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Yeah, I'm with you.
I think that's good. Well, I appreciate y'all coming up on here on the show. Everybody, make sure to go subscribe. I got their links down below on Spotify and Patreon. And also, get your Illuminati comic. It's running out. We're selling these quickly. It's not just the comic. It's the sticker pack. And it's the mystery gifts. You get the mystery gifts with it. And it supports this channel. And it's free shipping. I mean, how can you not? Why wouldn't you do it? But I appreciate both of y'all for coming on. Thank you so much. Anything else?
No. Hey, we appreciate you having us on here, brother. It's always good catching up with you, and it's great to finally be on Donut's channel. Great, man.
And look out for the weapons decode. Probably going to drop tomorrow. Probably. We'll see. Much love, everybody, and God bless you.